The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, let's go to Adam in London. We could be here till the end of the program. This is extraordinary. Justice delayed. Is justice denied? And you may recall way back in 1989, this was an FA Cup semi-final between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest. And 96 Liverpool soccer fans were crushed to death. And a jury has now found, all these years on, that was 1989, that the match commander, Chief Superintendent David Duckenfield, was, quote, responsible for manslaughter by gross negligence, unquote, due to a breach of his duty of care. Adam, good morning. And given these findings, where do we go from here?
Yes, morning. That's a good question. For the families of the 96 football fans who died, they hugged each other at the result. They sang You'll Never Walk Alone at one stage, but they haven't forgiven Chief Superintendent David Duckenfield. I mean, he's long since left the police force, but he apologised profusely. But he also admitted in the course of this inquest that he had basically lied for 26 years about what had gone wrong. We now know police tactics, a shortage of staff, a lack of police radios, lack of communication all round, turnstiles, all sorts of problems, which some of which were the police and there were also other officials. But also the cover-up afterwards, that frankly speaks very badly of South Yorkshire police, that they essentially tried to pull the wool over everyone's eyes through all sorts of inquiries and all sorts of investigations. And also, at the same time, the Sun newspaper, which is still a very unpopular newspaper in some parts of Liverpool, because it blamed the fans. The Sun came out and said that the Liverpool fans were pickpocketing the victims and had urinated on police, which was all completely made up. And here we are, 27 years later, it's so emotive. Where do we go from here? Well, the Crown Prosecution Service will now formally consider whether to bring any criminal charges. It's possible that families of the 96 will bring their own private cases, but there are also two more reports to come out, so we're not done yet.
No, and there have already been a stack of reports. I mean,
that's right.
Deaths were originally ruled accidental, and those verdicts were quashed following the 2012 Hillsborough Independent Panel report. New hearings are ordered, and here today now, the jury has found 96 football fans died. The jury has found Chief Superintendent David Duckenfield was responsible for manslaughter by gross negligence. An extraordinary conclusion. All right, Adam, talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.